This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So Arby's, they started testing something new on the menu. And I want to know if you guys would try this. Would you guys try steak nuggets?
Steak nuggets?
Steak nuggets.
Absolutely.
Really?
Put some of that horsey sauce on there. I like the way Arby's calls it horse. Instead of horseradish, they call it horsey sauce.
It's easier to say.
So Arby's started testing the new steak nuggets in select markets. Hit me up, 713-572-4610 if they have it here in Houston.
I don't remember the last time I saw Arby's moving around the city.
Man, I got to get to an Arby's. I haven't been in years.
It's one over by NRG. I used to go all the time because I used to stay there. I used to go over there to pick up like a curly fry or something like that.
It's never on top of mind. But every time I've been, again, it's probably been a decade or more. Yeah. It's always pretty good.
Yeah. No, I never had an issue with Arby's.
Give me those steak bites. I'm good with that.
All right.
And so horsey sauce.
All right. So I'm sure you, well, money ain't a thing to you. So you probably don't
big care. Baller over here.
Yeah, big baller. You don't care. You just pull out the black card. But if you're curious, you could get these nuggets in a bowl or on a sandwich. Mm-hmm. And the 5-piece is $5.
Still good with it.
A dollar a nugget.
See, money ain't a thing for him, man.
Falling over here.
Yeah. If you want a 9-piece, it's $9.
So let me get 13 of them right now.
$13.
Still good.
Still good.
Yeah, y'all.
I don't know about this. I'm not. Actually, I do know. I'm not getting steak nuggets from Arby's. And it really is like this isn't the people that are out here that are just like Arby's gross. I am quite fond of Arby's. Yeah. Give me a beef and cheddar on most days of the week, and I'm a happy camper. Mm-hmm. I don't really want steak being cooked in the Arby's kitchen. Like, I just don't feel like, first and foremost.
It's fast food, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's fast food. What kind of steak you think they're giving you? One.
That's like going to a diner, like a small little diner, getting a porterhouse steak or something.
Actually, I might be more inclined to get a good steak from a diner as opposed to Arby's.
It's the same steak probably for that you're getting because, you know, they're not paying. I mean, they're getting the same type of meat. They're not getting, you know, choice or prime or something like that.
And on top of that, I'm going to be honest.
But you're going to pay.
I don't trust fast food to cook my steak.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. So just in case. So they did have some influencers that tried this.
Oh, okay.
And some of the comments. I'm going to read you some of the comments.
Are they tough? Because that'd be the thing that make me want to punch air. If you giving me tough steak nuggets.
Yeah. Somebody said they look like mystery jerky.
Oh, no.
See, don't give me jerky nuggets.
Yeah, that would be.
Because I can get jerky nuggets if I want.
Yeah. You can get jerky.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I will stop by at Bucky's if I need to. Like, I can do that.
Yeah. Somebody else said the nuggets are like the worst burnt ends you'll ever had in your life.
That's what I
couldn't even get past the smell.
The smell? What happened with the smell?
That's a red flag right there.
What did they put on there?
Now, why didn't you tell me all these reviews before you asked me if I'd get
You should have been able to suss out that these views would be there.
Hey, don't let the reviews get to you, man.
Oh, I always read reviews.
Oh, don't let
every time I go out.
Come on, man. You know said at the like? Beginning you would try it.
Sounds like we need to have a steak, what is it, steak fingers?
Steak nugget?
Steak nugget try test.
Well, now I don't want to.
Well, too bad.
No, you got to try it now, man. You got
to
try
gonna get
it.
Happen. These are going to get delivered to us at some point during this week.
Yeah, another comment. They need to go back to the drawing board with this one.
Yeah, but why didn't you tell me this stuff? I'm very much an advocate of, and I'm very, you know, discerning when it comes to it. But I read all reviews every time I go out. Every time.
Yeah. Somebody said Sonic has steak fingers, and that's different, man. Like that's like
chicken fried.
That's chicken fried steak,
yeah,
right? That's,
yeah.
And if you get a chicken fried steak, thinking that it's some like a some particular cut of steak, mm-hmm. I feel like you were sorely missed.
You were set up
like,
to fail.
You got some misgivings there. That's different.
Yeah.
But this seems to be like the idea that they cut a steak into cubes or what have you and cook it. And that is not the way that I imagine Arby's is getting down. Like, I need y'all to slice this thing thin.
And they charging $1 for it?
That's a
little piece?
That is a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. Just imagine spending $1 on a chicken nugget.
Well,
that's crazy.
I mean, aren't those called boneless wings?
Pretty much.
Isn't that not what those are called?
Yeah, they pretty much charge a dollar for those, too.
That's what we did. All we did was we made beef boneless wings. No thank you. No thank you.
Let me know. Hit me up if you tried it or if it's, I don't even know if it's in the Houston market.
I don't think
you're
going to get a lot of people to try
it. Not after those reviews. I want to know if you guys would try this. Mm-hmm. So driverless cars are hitting the streets of Houston pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So it's a company by the name of Waymo.
Waymo.
And I want to say they up in Austin right now. I think they were.
I believe Waymo is operating in Austin. It's a Google company, subsidiary, what have you.
Yeah. So it would be about 10 Waymo vehicles that would be navigating in the Houston neighborhoods such mm-hmm. as Midtown. Where is Norhill?
Where is Norhill? I'm not sure. I should know, but I don't.
Yeah, I never. Yeah.
Sound like it's on the north side.
Yeah, Norhill and Greenway, which is
right here.
Yeah, which is around here. So they're going to be on major highways like I-45, I-10, mm-hmm. 59. And it will be nobody in this car.
Oh, yeah. Norhill apparently is just east of the Heights.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. I never heard that before. I never heard Norhill.
I'd heard it, but I never couldn't place it.
I never heard anyone say, oh, yeah, I stay over in Norhill. Mm-hmm. Never heard that one. But would you guys get into a car like this with no driver, just automatic like this?
First of all, it's amazing you brought this up. Just yesterday, I was driving down Washington Avenue, and I saw three Waymo cars.
Nah, you lying.
Together. They must be testing them or something.
I think they are, yes.
But
they're trying to get a feel for the streets, so that way.
They're trying to get a hold for these potholes?
And I'm like, okay, well, there's one of those cars. And I'd seen them before. I was like, oh, there's one. There was three in a row. So I bet you that's what they were doing.
Probably
but they had drivers.
Yeah.
They were just, I guess they were testing it or whatever.
Yeah. I think they're trying to get in the system or where that way.
I don't know if they're all. I don't know if they're all like this, but all three of them were white Waymo. They have a little, like almost like a
thing on the top,
the panoramic camera thing up top to be able to.
Yeah. And I was like, that's really cool.
Is it?
And I'm somewhat adventurous. I'd do it.
Would you?
Yeah, okay.
Somebody said Waymo equals way more accidents. All right. The question I have, I need to put the Waymo through the Houston driving test. Is it going to run some red lights?
Yeah.
And what about getting cut off?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Will it make it its own exit if there's traffic?
That's what I'm saying. Is it about to cut through that corner? That corner, whether it's a gas station or whatever it is, convenience store on the corner, instead of hitting the right at the light, is it going to do that? Because if it don't drive like it's Houston, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the one thing I'm worried about, and we've been seeing this a lot with the Tesla trucks, a lot of these trucks be catching on fire and you can't get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of happened with Gilbert Arenas' son. I think he was driving in the Tesla.
Yeah, it was.
And he got in a bad accident and he literally, they couldn't open the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, and I actually can't recall this now I think about it. I don't know if the Waymos are inherently electric vehicles. I actually don't recall if that's the case.
I'm just kind of worried in case something like that happened, and I want to be able to physically get out, or somebody get me out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be stuck in a situation where there's nothing we can do.
All electric Jaguar One Pace SUV, dude. That's the exact car
Jaguar.
I saw. That's exactly what I saw yesterday on Washington.
That's crazy. I will probably try it one time. I don't know if that would be my mm-hmm. go-to though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little skeptical about just the regular Tesla cars that had the full thing where you could.
Oh, so you are not the intended audience.
Yeah, I would do it a little bit. I actually drove it one. Shout out to Marty from Nusset.
Mm-hmm.
He actually got a Tesla that could drive on his own, and I was in the passenger seat, and he just kind of let it go, and it did it. But I'm like, I don't know if I could just get comfortable.
Yeah, my nerves not good enough.
Yeah,
like, and this I can't even
be in the passenger seat with some people. I let alone just letting somebody drive on a thing drive on his own. Yeah.
And this is comfortable. This is the fair part, right? From the A through 2, have them all over Austin, as you mentioned earlier, Figgy. Say everybody's using them because they are safer. And outside of, I think, like, especially now, once you've gotten through to a certain point, they do operate pretty well within. Mm-hmm. These traffic spaces. I think Houston is a fairly unique space to drive in, and I know that probably everybody, wherever they from, says that, but I think we all know that Houston actually means this to some degree. But more than that, I think that Brent in the Heights had a fantastic observation, which is if there ain't no driving that car, they better not ask for a tip. Yep.
That's a good point, yeah, man.
That's right.
They better not say, do you want to tip your driver?
Yeah.
I'm like, what driver?
Tip D's.
Yeah, nah, I'm getting out the car. I wonder, can you run out on a tip or do they pay? Do it like take
oh,
from
it's,
your car?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all digital.
You just dip out on it?
I'm pretty sure it's all digital.
They'll charge your card.
Yeah, you got to have your card to hop in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
go ahead.
What happens if somebody hits you with the swoop and stop on the Waymo? You know what I mean? Because I think we all know that that insurance fraud be happening.
Yeah.
And so what happens when you end up in the accident and you in the Waymo, they ain't here looking at you like, I'm...
I didn't do it. What else do I do right now?
What I'm going to do, I'm going to just get my phone and call an Uber. Like, you know what? I'm not sitting around for this.
No.
I'm out.
They're going to have you locked in the car, Fig. It's going to be your worst nightmare, Fig.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Basketball was on last night. And
kind of.
Yeah, only one team showed up. It was only one team that showed up. The Thunder beat the Timberwolves 124-94. So a few things happened. However, the internet did show up. They showed up to talk a whole bunch of mess about the T-Wolves. And they wasn't pretty, man. So here's Anthony Edwards. I want to say this was 2022.
Yeah, so if you'll remember, 2022, he was, like, the Timberwolves were not in the playoffs at this point. But in the second round, the Mavs and the Suns were playing, and that was a series that went back and forth, went all the way to seven games. And I don't know if you remember, this was the year that Devin Booker and Luka Doncic were really getting into it, then the Mavs put it on the Suns.
Yeah.
And if I'm having this right, I think this is the audio you're going to play. This is Anthony Edwards actually, like, you know, having a level of criticism for the Phoenix Suns in a blowout game.
I remember we were playing Phoenix. They were talking so much, telling us we better make the playoffs. We ain't going to make the playoffs. We out of the playoffs, but y'all, this is a disgrace, bro. Like, y'all got 30 points in the third quarter.
People decided to put that up on the Summer Jam screen last night. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
Update?
Yeah.
Update?
I'm surprised he put that out there like that in the time being like that.
Oh, Anthony Edwards has never been afraid to say what he wants.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the things that people have found endearing, and maybe at this point is starting to get to a place where it's like, hey, man, we might need you to clean this up. Be you. Don't get me wrong, but let's be a little bit more discerning with this. Mm-hmm. And speaking of, he said that they had 30 points in the third quarter, which, again, didn't quite get there. The Timberwolves had all of 32 points at the half.
Right.
So, hey, buddy, it's funny how life comes back full circle for you, ain't it?
That's why I'm surprised he even put that out there, because you play in the NBA. You know blowouts can happen.
It's going to come back at you.
Yeah. So, you ain't, unless you're going to go your whole career without a blowout.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have put that out there like that. Maybe talk a little trash, but I wouldn't sit there and say, man, y'all only scored 30 points.
Yeah. What did he say? He said, this is a disgrace.
Yes. we need to play that same video for him after last night. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So a Rockets legend by the name of Cuttino Mobley.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He was watching the game last night, too, and he had some things to say about the Timberwolves. And I want to know, did he take it too far with his comments on how the Timberwolves played?
I don't know if it's okay, see, and then I become a hater, right? But I look at the game totally different from average people. Even a lot of NBA players. That's why I was captain of every team I was on. It's a way you play the game. If the ball's on one side and there's a corner fill, and for you people who don't know what that means, it's a guy in the corner and it's just the guy that dribbled the ball up at the top. You never leave strong side. That's called strong side. To end the first quarter, DiVincenzo leaves the strong side. Wallace gets a three. Simple stuff like that. I don't think they're smart. I really don't.
Wait for it.
As much as OKC has great help defense, I just don't think that Minnesota's smart. I, 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 I truly, and listen, in this world, people get sensitive. I truly think that the short yellow bus kind of thing. I just don't know.
Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Like,
I did not see that coming at all, man.
He said that they were not smart about four times.
Yeah.
And he was like,
it sounded like he was trying not to call them dumb.
Well, he called them worse.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
And first of all, let's backtrack a little bit.
The first part?
Like, I was like this. Tell me a little more about basketball. Yeah. You know? That was the most basic stuff that he was saying.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure that this had like a visual element. Yeah. Like, I think he was breaking it down. And I think also
I was the captain of every team that I was.
You edited this for time as well, because I'm pretty sure I saw this. Like, there was more stuff that he tried to break down that he thought was not very good. But I did laugh when he said, this is why I was the captain of all the teams.
I was on every team. I was on.
Just letting y'all know, I know what I'm talking about over here.
I know ball.
Some of these former players don't, but me? Yeah. I'm built different.
Yeah, he said even more than players. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then he went yellow bus.
Oh, yo, God.
He said, and some people, you know, maybe now I'm a hater now, but they're not smart.
And the thing is, I thought he was going with the whole, man, they wasn't playing smart basketball.
Yeah.
I could understand that. When you say, man, you got to be smarter here. You kind of hear it all the time. But when he said yellow bus, I'm like, short yellow bus?
And he paused and gave it a second thought.
He thought about that one.
Yeah. Nah, I'm still going to do it.
What do you think the other things were that he was pondering on? He was like, nope, can't say that one.
Yeah, you should have just called them stupid.
Ooh, I got it. Short yellow bus. Yeah. I'm like, come on, Catino.
Just call me stupid at this point. Don't bring up the short yellow bus, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I still love Catino. That's still one of my favorite Rockets of all time. Oh, yeah. Like, without question, salute one of my favorite Rockets.
Salute to the Rockets legend, man.
Hey, where can I get that podcast? I kind of want to hear more of it. I'm going to be completely honest. Like, go ahead, start that one, Big Cat. I want to hear that one. All right. He said that's like when someone says free game, the whole time is just common sense. 100%. Yes. And I love that person every time. Yeah. Hey, dog, it's free game, but you know, you want to make sure that you check, you know, and pay your taxes before the 15th. You know, otherwise they'll come get you. That's just free game. You know, I appreciate that, OG. I appreciate it. All right. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. If you see something out there, like if you're watching Uncle Catino Mobley, you see some more at the Figgy Fig on social media if you want to send it in and get it played. But coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the Drive, Clinton Ron. But before we get there, I did want to talk about this. EA College Football, looks like we got the next one out. Are you ready? Are you excited for it? Here's some things that are popping up in that. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.